Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Scott. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dan Norman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach takes first base on ball four. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wallach moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wallach scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norman for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson bunts towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Scott reaches second base with a double. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach juggles the ball. That's an error on Wallach. Scott scores. Wilson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Baylor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baylor moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Carter and he is out, Spear applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 1 in the game. Norman strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cromartie. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Cromartie steals second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a pop-up towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards third. Wallach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 0 in the game. Sanderson is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Raines reaches second base with a double. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to third. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wallach hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Baylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott fires to first and picks off Cromartie. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster is called out on strikes. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardenhire is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 2 in the game. Norman hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanderson bunts towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Backman covering, for the out. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Raines hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Backman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Scott reaches second base with a double. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Mike Gates pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wallach hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor juggles the ball. That's an error on Baylor. Oliver moves to third. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Gates now playing second base. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Carter and he is out, Gates applying the tag. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gardenhier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhier is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardenhier hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Joel Youngblood now playing left field. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 3 in the game. Norman takes first base on ball 4. Neil Allen now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Spear bunts between the mound and first base. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spear for the out. Norman moves to second. One out. John Milner pinch hits for Scott Sanderson. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norman moves to third. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.